Well, Lord, we thank you for allowing us this venue to fellowship, Lord. It's been an awesome experience for me, and I know it has for others too. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy upon us tonight. Lord, we're going to lift some praise up to you tonight, Father, and it's going to be some, hopefully some good things that will please you, Father, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that tonight's going to be an awesome time with you, Lord. I know that you answer our prayers when we pray, and you have shown us how to just rest, that you're taking care of it, and trust in you, Lord, that you are taking care of it. And, Lord, we just praise you, glorify you, and we love you, Lord. I can't thank you enough for what you've done in my life. It's been a real close experience with you, Lord, that I want to even be closer. I want to be so close, Lord, that I know you're right there with me all the time, you know. Whatever it takes, Lord, that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to just get closer to you, Lord, just real close to you. So close, Lord, that I'm just a half a step away or just right there with you, Lord. And listening every time that you speak to me, Lord, that I'll understand what you're saying to me. And I ask, Lord, for that experience. And I know that it's up to me. And I ask that you put it in me, Lord, to want that above and beyond anything else, Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And I ask, Lord, that for anybody else here that wants that experience with you, Father, I hook my faith up with them that you're going to do that for them as well. And I thank you, Lord, that you want to help your people. That's what you're here for. You're our intercessor. And I thank you, Lord, that you are too, because you're a good God. You're a good brother. And Father, we just praise you and thank you for all that you do for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. All right. Anybody got any prayer requests? Look at that boy. I see you, boy. Come on now. Jump up and down there. Jump up and down there, buddy. Oh, my goodness. Got him on a bungee cord. Amen. I see you, Obadiah. Oh, I did. All right. Prayer requests.
Michael, we were talking to Matt and Sue, Sarah, and Sue hurt her leg pretty badly. She hit it somehow on a cart, some kind of cart. So, it hurts. It hurts her.
Okay, you want to pray? And yep. Let us believe with you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Lord, we lift up our sister Sue to you, Father, and Lord, her leg, Lord, we just claim healing for that, Lord. We thank you for touching her leg and delivering her from the pain that she is in, Father. In Jesus' name, help her to be able to just keep praising you and keep going even in the midst of this, Lord, and trust you for that healing, Lord. We thank you for it, Father. And we just thank you that you will be with them and helping them in the sale of the home they're wanting to sell. We thank you that they sold one home that's in Arizona, and that got sold, and we thank you now that you're going to help them sell this one in Wisconsin quickly, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We're just looking for a victory here. Thank you, Lord, that the pain is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. All right. Anything else? Anybody else?
I have a prayer request.
Okay, Barbara.
Would you keep Bruce in prayer? Pray for Bruce. He's really struggling to have faith, and he's in a lot of pain, and he's leaving the bad report, and he's gone to the doctors, and they're now telling him that he may have cancer in his kidneys, or because he's having trouble urinating. It's painful, and he lost his job that he was, where he just got the job. He lost his job due to all this pain and wasn't able to perform what he needed to perform. And this is really a big trial. And I'm trying to encourage him the best I can in the Word, but he's really struggling to even believe the gospel. At this point, I have to back off. I can only encourage him here and there. He just doesn't want to really hear. He says he knows, but he's really struggling just to have faith. And if you could just keep him in prayer, I'm standing in faith for him, you know, the best that I can. It is a trial. We're really struggling financially, and we are being tested. But I feel bad for him that he's in all this pain when here we have the answer, and he just can't seem to tap into it. And so I don't know. I don't know really at this point what more to do or what to say. So well, I just want to bring him before everybody so that everyone could just pray for him, please.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray. You're going to get in the rest because you know that God's going to do something, right? You're not going to worry about it. You're going to step back and you're going to rest. Okay, God's got it. Okay, we're going to do that. In the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we just lift up Bruce to you. Lord, you know what's wrong with him. You know what's going on in his mind and his heart, Lord. I ask that you show him what's going on with him, Lord. And you can turn him around in a heartbeat, Lord. And you can reveal to him whatever it is that's hindering him, blocking him from understanding faith. And Lord, we thank you that you're going to open up his mind's eyes to see that all he has to do is look back at the cross and understand that he was healed. He was healed. He's already been healed. And the pain has already been gone. And Lord, we just thank you for that. And Lord, if there's any unforgiveness in his heart or whatever it might be that's hindering his faith, Lord, it's always something in it, Lord. I think it's fear. We command fear to go from him right now in the name of Jesus. Fear of the unknown, to fear of whatever it is, Lord. Condemnation, you go right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just thank you that you're cleansing Barbara of fear too in the name of Jesus. We command it to go out of her. And we thank you, Lord, that she's just going to receive what you have for her and just trust in you, Lord, that you're doing the work. And it doesn't make any difference what the financial statement's about. She's going to say, I am all sufficient in Christ. I have all I need because Christ is my Lord and Savior. And he's not going to let me go down this road. And Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. We praise you, Father, for the work that you're doing in Barbara and Bruce. And we thank you, Lord, for the great and bold testimony she's going to be given. Bruce is going to be given in the days ahead in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for complete victory in the Arroyo family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. I also had a praise report.
Okay.
Remember Tuesday we prayed for my son-in-law, Joey. His skin is healing, and he doesn't have, well, they're not sure if he has to have surgery. They don't think he's going to have surgery because his skin is healing. So I just thank the Lord for that, and I praise him for that. He's seeing his grace. And I'm just praising for that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Anybody else? Go ahead, Missy.
My son Kurt called me earlier and said that they were going to be home this weekend. They thought they were going to be away because his sister-in-law, she's a vet tech. She got bit by a stray cat or whatever that somebody brought in, and they think it might have rabies or whatever. So she has to go through all these shots and everything, and she's not feeling good and everything, so they aren't going to go and visit them now. And her name is Tori, and I'm pretty sure she's not saved. So I'd like to pray for her, and most of all for salvation for her. So, Father, just lift up Tori. Lord, I told Kurt that I would be praying for her, and would first and foremost, Lord, I just ask you to use this, Lord, to as one of maybe many things that you're going to use to draw her to yourself, and grant her repentance unto salvation, Lord. And I ask you for your mercy and grace upon her in this, Lord, and that she would, you would just show her your grace, and that she know, Lord, that if it weren't for you, Lord, that this whole process wouldn't go as well as it is. And we just, I just ask that all that she has to go through, Lord, that you just work. I don't know how you'll do it, but just show something there that isn't normal in the natural, but Lord, that she realized that it was God that did something for her, and whatever you choose to do, Lord, there, and that she would recognize that this is only God. I don't think she's totally probably ignorant to I think she's probably had some kind of a religious upbringing, Lord, to some degree or another, so I don't think she's totally ignorant to you and stuff like that. So I just thank you, Lord, for showing yourself to her, and that she can acknowledge that and just be grateful and thankful and just use it to draw her to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. We believe it. Come on in, dry bones.
Amen.
Amen. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Matt, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I've got a testimony. A while back, I did a fast, and after the fast, I felt the Holy Spirit come strong upon me. And the Lord was talking about one of my brothers, Michael, and about him and his, you know, he told me his heart and where he's at. And I knew the Lord was going to bring him to him. This last week, this was months ago, this was probably back in June. This last week, my mom was in town, and she was telling me about my brother Michael and some circumstances he went through, and he started picking up his Bible and started reading it. In fact, he went out and bought a Bible and was reading it, and she said there's a big change in him now. And I was just like, wow, Lord, that is so awesome. There's another testimony, too. Because of the religious spirits that I've been dealing with my mom, we've never really had a relationship spiritually where we can share things, you know, and she came up to me the other day and she started crying. She said she was sorry that she was so belligerent in her thinking and everything, you know, and especially thinking that I was wrong. But she said she's not going to be that way anymore, or try not to be that way anymore. And, you know, she's going to be open, and she wants to have fellowship with me because I'm the only one of her children that, you know, or is seeking the Lord, you know, out of all his kids. So I just thought that was a testimony too, you know, seeing my mom open up like that, you know, it's awesome.
Amen. Yeah, she looked like she was having a good time at the Bible study the other day. Yeah. She was laughing at the right places. Which is good. Jackie, are you cold? Well, I knew there's a reason I ain't living in Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir, I'm cold.
It's too cold up there.
I just put a hoodie on, but I don't have a tank top. I had a tank top, and then I put a t-shirt on top of that, and now I got a hoodie on top of it.
Don't you have wood heat?
No. I have hot water heat, like a boiler, that I could turn up, I guess. It's in the 60s in here, like maybe about 63, 64, but I could kick it up.
Let me see what it is here. Hang on. Let's see. 81. 81. In the hacienda here. Praise the Lord.
Come up and visit us.
Yeah, come on, girl. We've had a fire the last couple of two or three mornings.
Nice.
About to run Denny and Debbie out of there, but we have one.
This is one time I'm glad I'm not there.
Well, that's okay. Hey, listen, when they come in from outside, they're cold, but then they sit in there for a few minutes and they get warmed up.
Then you need your fans.
Yeah.
What's the temperature been at night?
It's been getting down to, last night I think it got down to about 40, 48, I think, something like that.
It was about 45 or 47 when I went to work this morning.
Well, really?
It's been down in the 40s, and we're supposed to drop down even colder next
yeah.
week.
Yeah, I think so.
It was in the hot 30s here the other morning. It was, I think, 36 or 37 here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys think 40s is cold?
No, that's unlivable temperature there.
40s?
Yeah.
That's great sleeping weather.
That's what I said.
Yeah, well, you don't have to have the heat on or the air conditioning.
Well, that's the reason that you live up there, and I live down here.
Disagree and, disagree.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, different people like different things, you know. I'm sure Leo up there in Alaska likes cool weather too, but I bet he don't like it when it gets down there minus 400 or ever what it gets up there.
No, sir, you can't be any more wrong.
Oh, is that right? You like it?
I absolutely love warm, and I can't stand cold.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, it's 35 degrees here right now, and it's been 20 all day. Finally warmed up a little bit.
Good gracious. Oh, bless your heart, man. Yeah,
yeah,
I can tell already.
I can't wait till it moves down.
Yeah, I was fixing to say, man, you need to go south. You're like me. I like it hot. I like it hot.
Me too. The hotter, the better.
Yep. I don't care if it's 100% humidity out there either. It don't bother me. I'm just that away. Anyway, all right, let's pray. Let's pray for Lynn. He's in a terrible situation up there in all that cold weather. Lord, we thank you for this pole shift that's coming, that you bring him down here. Thank you, Lord. That pole shift. Bring everybody down south. Glory to God. And send us down to Hawaii. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? I truly believe that's going to happen. That's why I keep wearing it. See, that's my faith. You see, hang on just a second. I'll just show y'all something. I'm going to model this thing. Glory to God. You see this shirt here? I'm talking, it's in one fine Hawaiian shirt. Y'all see it? Check it out, man. Got palm trees on it. Glory to God. I'm getting ready.
That's Hawaiian.
What's that?
I thought that was Hawaiian.
You better believe it is. I didn't buy it neither. I had friends buy it for me because they knew I liked Hawaiian weather. I got three of them. Matt and Anna bought me one. I don't know. A bunch of the women went together and got me one, and I don't even remember where this oven came from. But I'm telling you, it's coming. Grab a hold of your seats, man. We're going for a ride. I'll be out there surfing. Praise the Lord. All right. Anybody need prayer?
Yeah, Michael. We have prayer for our daughter, Victory.
Okay.
She's 33 years old. She has one child and not married. And they're not trying to build a relationship with the dad. They're kind of going their own way. But then over the last couple of years ago, where she worked at, she got involved with another man. And now she's going to have a child with him. And she's about 7 months pregnant. So, you know, we just found out. And so she's in that rock, between that rock and hard place. She's been a believer in the past, but struggles with really walking and believing. And so we just want to pray for her that, and for the baby and for the dad. And so, Father, we lift up Victory to you right now. We just pray for her, Lord Jesus, that God, that you would give her grace and mercy each step along the way for these next couple months, Lord, that you would just bring that baby along, Lord Jesus, and in the birth when it comes, we just lift Victory up and the baby as well for that time. And Junior, her dad, we just lift him up, Father. We pray for salvation for Junior. Pray for Victory would be restored. We're just trusting you. We're looking to you alone, God, what you're going to do in her life. And we just thank you. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we just believe with him in the name of Jesus. So she's going to come into the kingdom and she's going to be a fine woman of God. You know, I like that hat you had on there, Willie. I had to get mine out and show you it, too. I don't have a beard to comb, so I can't do that. Howdy, folks. All right. Anybody else? I guess. Anybody else got a prayer request? I want to pray for Blake. Lord, I lift up Blake to you, Lord, and I know you're doing the work in him. And I thank you for it, Father. I just praise you that you're going to take him to the place, Lord, where the only one he can cry out to is you. I know he thinks that he can do a lot of things without you, Lord, but I ask that you show him that he is totally dependent upon you. And Father, I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to bring him around to where he's talking to you daily, hourly, minute by minute. And Lord, I thank you for that. And I ask, Lord, that you do work in his girlfriend, Courtney, too, Lord, that you would bring her around and put a hunger in her for the word of God and draw her to you, Lord, and give her great and bold faith to believe the things that she prays for is going to come to pass because she trusts you, Lord. And I thank you for that. And I thank you, Lord, for the work that you're already doing in Austin and Ashley, his wife. I thank you, Father, for drawing them closer and closer to you. And I thank you, Father, that they are a witness to everybody around them. They are a light to everybody around them. And I thank you, Father, for all you're doing in them. I ask, Lord, that you get them here quickly. Because I sure would like to be around my grandsons. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. That's a done deal. Okay, anybody else want to pray for your daughter, your son, your grandson, your granddaughter, your great-granddaughter? I know there ain't nobody out there got no great-granddaughter. Where'd everybody go? What happened?
Wow. We're still here, Michael.
Okay. I don't, the thing just left. I must have done something.
Must have.
Yeah. Okay, anybody else? Yeah, Tim.
Yeah, I'd like you all to join me in one of the praying for family members. Pray for my oldest daughter, Katie. She keeps sticking her toe in the water and trying to, you know, I think God's drawing her and she's resisting, but we're praying for her. We'd like you to pray with us that she would get drawn and soon, and that it'd turn her life around and make her mature and grow up to be a good mom and a good lady and a good Christian, and all the things that she'll get there sooner or later, but sooner be better. So we pray for it, Lord, to make a move in her. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Lord, make a mighty woman of God out of her, that everybody that looks at her and sees how meek and mild and full of God's love in her, Lord. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, I ask that you heat Jackie up over there. Get her some heat in there. Good Lord of God, she looks like she's freezing to death. Thank you, Father.
Tim, what was your daughter's name again?
It's Katie. Catherine, but she goes by named Katie since she's been born. So.
Amen.
Amen. I might get up and turn the heat on. By the way, Rob just called while I was talking while you guys were praying, and he called me to tell everybody he said hello. So, hey from Brother Rob.
Okay. Hey, Rob. What's up, bud?
He's not here, but he just called.
Okay. Good deal. Yeah. Is it snowing out there yet, Willie? All right. All right. What about a testimony or a praise report? Okay. Y'all want to hear some good music? Y'all want to hear some good music? I got some good music. Let me tell you about some good music here. Let me see if I can do this.
I got some Led Zeppelin. I always love Led Zeppelin.
Somebody, how do you mute him? Oh, boy. Yeah, some Led Zeppelin. That's even after my time. I didn't care much for that heavy metal stuff. Okay, let's see if I can do this. Oh, yeah. Now, this is an old song, but it's a good song, and I think you'll like it. I'm sure you'll like it. A lot of you already know it. Wait a minute. Okay, share computer sound. Okay.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall?
They what? Wait a minute. Yes, you are. Okay. Did y'all see that? You know, the part about that I like the most, and I just tell you about it, it's the last part of there. It's the little boy laying down in the grass, looking up. That's the way me and Chase would do when he was little. I'd take him out on these adventures, and we'd go out in the pasture or wherever we were. And we'd lay down and we'd see up and we'd see the clouds and that kind of stuff, you know. I said, you want to go on an adventure, Chase? He said, yeah, let's go, Papa. And here we go, you know. That kind of brings back memories for me. All right, anybody else? Ain't nobody else got a song? Oh, it's going to be a long night. I can tell already.
I'd like a song, share a song.
Okay.
So you spoke about your prayer. Did you pray it or just say it about being close to Jesus? So wanting to be so close to him. So anyway, I have this song I wrote for Matt and Sue's wedding, and it's called Close. You know, I hadn't been thinking of it at all until you said that. So I just felt like I should share this song. So.
Yeah, I just hear it.
Yeah, no music with it, just me. Thank you, Lord. Close. I wanna be close. I wanna be so very close to you, Jesus. Close. I wanna be close. I wanna be so very close to you. I wanna be loving you so close, not from a distance, feeling your heartbeat so close against my soul. Close. We wanna be close. We wanna be so very close to you, Jesus. Close. We wanna be close. We wanna be so very close to you. We wanna be loving you so close, not from a distance, feeling your heartbeat so close against our soul. Close. I wanna be close. I wanna be so very close to you, my children. Close. I wanna be close. I wanna be closer than close to you. I'll always be loving you so close, not from a distance, feeling your heartbeat so close against my soul. Close. We wanna be close. We wanna be so very close to you, Jesus. Close. We wanna be close. We wanna be closer than close to you. We wanna be so very close to you, closer than close to you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You're gonna have to sing that in the fellowship, bro. You're gonna have to do that. That's a good song. Good voice, too. It's almost as good as mine. I'm just saying. You know what I'm talking about? I only could wish for a voice like that. Okay, anybody else? Yeah, Barbara, that's true. Me too. You want to sing one, Missy? You got to turn your mic on.
Some of you heard me sing this there. It's been a while since I've sung it. It's a song the Lord gave me. Oh my gosh. Maybe like 4 years ago. I was just cleaning and just this tune kind of came and just started singing. And anyway, here it is. It's been a while since I sung it, so.
Just go ahead and belt it out.
Okay. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Worthy of all praise. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He shed his blood for us. Glory and honor and praises. He took away our sins. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Praises to our King. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He is our everything. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Jesus is his name. Glory and honor and praises. The name above all names. We give praises to our King. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. We give praises to our King.
Amen. Beautiful.
Awesome. That was awesome. Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. All right. Anybody else? Okay, I got one. It's page 96. Page 96. All right, here we go. All right, let's see if I can get this thing going.
In the darkness, where everything is unknown, I face the power of sin on my own. I did not know of a place I could go, where I could find a way to heal my wounded soul. He said that I could come into his presence without fear, into the holy place where his mercy hovers near. I'm running to the mercy seat where Jesus is calling. He said his grace would cover me. His blood will flow freely. It will provide the healing. I'm running to the mercy seat. I'm running to the mercy seat. Are you living where hope is not then? You're lost in the curse.
Yeah, we got that in the song book, but it might as well not be. I'm just saying. Can y'all hear me? Oh, yeah, they haven't learned it yet. Let me see. I want to get another one here. Has anybody got one? I mean, feel free to get one. I'm telling you, I'm just trying to show you a few things. Oh, here's one. Go ahead, Andrew. You got one? Let me stop share on this one. Okay.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Haunted by ghosts that live in my ears, bound up in shackles of all my failures, wondering how long is this gonna last. If you look at this river, you say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. Shake out these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. All my life I've been calling. Take back the voice of my shame and regret.
I'll thank Blake for that one, because that's one he told me about, and I looked it up right that very night, and that's what made me feel like a young guy again.
That's a good song, too. I like that song. That's Big Daddy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's him. And, yeah, I got what's the other guy there from Northern Ireland, Robin Marks.
Yeah.
German Praise.
That's a big one. Yeah, Robin Marks got a lot of good songs. I like his songs that he does. All right, anybody else got one?
Thanks, Andrew. I love that song. Every time that I have that on my phone, and every time it comes on, if I can, I just bell it out at the top of my lungs if I'm at a place where I can do that.
Do y'all know who Danny Gokey is? Listen to this. Oh, wait a minute. I got to do this. Share screen thing.
Oh, oh, give me Jesus. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, oh, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, oh, give me Jesus. You can't have all this world. Give me Jesus. When I am alone, oh, give me
Okay. I like that one. Anybody else got one? How about you, Malcolm? Yeah, Willie, go ahead.
Let me know if you can hear it or not.
No, can't hear it. You got, you hadn't got it on yet. How are you? We lost audio. There it is. Like old Jimmy.
Amen. Good one.
That's a good one. I like the way John Starnes does that too. He used to be a part of that ministry many years ago.
Yeah, I like the way he expresses, you know, certain songs. There's a River is one of my favorite ones. Yeah. He has a couple of them, probably three or four that I really like. You know, the way he tells out a story. I don't know everything about Jimmy Swagger. I just like the song. You know?
Yeah. Yep. He was a good evangelist, and he should have stayed there, but he's a good singer too. I like him. All right, anybody else got one? There's Malcolm. Is that boy, is he crawling?
He's a keyboard player.
Come on with it.
He's working on the keyboard.
We'll plug it up. That's all you do to a keyboard is plug it up.
And hit it.
All right. Yeah, hit it, boy. I told you that boy would be crawling for too much longer. He likes it too, don't he? I can get away from mama now. Watch me. Meow. You think your hands is full now with that boy wait till he gets to walking?
He's having a good time, though.
I see.
And he does like the keyboard.
Does he? You going to play something, Malcolm?
Yeah, I can try. I like that song you were doing earlier there.
Which one?
In the morning when I rise.
Oh, yeah. Give me Jesus.
Yeah.
That's Danny Gokey.
Let's see if I can see my hands are a little bit wet. Let's see. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. That's a neat song.
Yeah, it is. I like it.
Have you heard, I heard Carter Conlon doing a piece. I really liked it. Let the lower lights be burning. He did it during an altar call at let me see if I can get the, I'll just post the lyrics here. It's an old song by Philip Bliss. Have you heard of it?
What's the name of it?
Let the lower lights be burning.
I don't know. You have to play it, and then I see.
So here are the words. They in this website I got the lyrics from. It says the key of B flat, but that's awfully low. Let me try key of C. Rightly beams, that's really low. Rightly beams, our Father's mercy, from his light, most evermore, to us. He gives the keeping of the light along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, lend a gleam across the way. Painting seas, you may rescue, you may save. Can you, you guys know the song well enough to sing along?
We've got the words up there. I can try. I don't know the song, but I can try.
Oh, you haven't heard it before? Well, let me just do something else then. Anyway, it's a neat song. There's actually, it was written, the guy who wrote it was holding an evangelistic series, and it just wasn't getting anywhere. This was many years ago. And there was a shipwreck the night before. It was a pretty serious shipwreck. Anyway, apparently the story, if I remember it correctly, somebody or the person that was responsible for, they had the lighthouse lights going, but there were lower lights along the shore to kind of get some orientation. And they didn't, the guys in charge of the lights didn't think the storm was going to be coming in or it was going to be that serious, and they just didn't light those lower lights that night. Anyway, as a result, the ship lost, and they lost a ton of people that night.
So that's an old song.
Oh, yeah. When those lights were important, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, do you guys know Amazing Grace?
Yeah. I was going to play that by El Devo. But you go ahead.
You guys want to sing it?
You play it, we'll follow along with you. Now, everybody get unmuted here. We got the sign.
Okay, now, do you got your, let me just look up the lyrics. Anybody have those?
I know how Amazing Grace. I think everybody here knows Amazing Grace, unless Dave wants to put it up there. The second and third verse is where I get messed up. Missy's just a singing. Look at that.
Okay, let's see. Okay, all here. Here we go. It's not too hard to find this stuff and post anymore. Thing is, I post it, walk over the piano, and I can't see it, so you guys are going to have to sing along.
Okay.
Do the singing.
All right.
Okay. Say. A wretch like me, I once was blind, but I am
blind, but now I see.
I see.
What's that, Joe? You want to sing one, Joe?
He wants to call him.
Okay. I'll go ahead and mute everybody back again. was good, Malcolm. Do it some more, buddy. Hey, let me play one right quick. What is that, Jackie? Oh,
it's called Clean by Natalie Grant. I think I've sent it to you an email before a while back. I don't know how to screen share, though, but if you bring it up.
Okay, it's by Natalie Grant, called Clean.
Yes, sir.
All right, I can do that.
Thank you.
Let me play this one first. Can I do that?
All right.
All right, let me see if I can get back to my deal here. Share the screen. Got that. When you share a screen, I'll be sure down in the lower left-hand corner you share computer sound, too. It makes the sound a lot better, I think. Okay.
Amazing grace.
That's what I said.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I am once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Oh, precious did that grace appear the hour I first the wretch like me.
All right, let's see here now. Natalie Grant Clean. All right, hang on. Let me make sure. Sharing the screen here.
I see a shatter, you see whole. Broken, but you see beautiful, and you're helping me to believe. You're restoring me piece by piece. There's nothing to do that you can't make worthy. You wash me in mercy. I am clean. There's nothing too dirty that you can't make worthy. You wash me in mercy. My heart's beating inside my chest. Oh, I'm coming alive with joy and destiny. Can't make worthy.
That's a good one. I like that. Amen. All right, let's see what Joe has here. Hang on, let's see. Maybe I can get him up. Which one did you say, Joe? Let's see. Maybe that was a text you sent me.
Provider.
Is provider van Urban Rescue.
Okay. Let's see. Urban Rescue. Okay, let's see if I can find that. Who sings it?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't
Urban
know.
Rescue.
Oh, Urban Rescue. What's the name of the song?
Provider.
Provider.
Okay, got it right here. Look at that. See how quick that is? Glory to God. Okay. I am so good. Amen.
Amen.
Hang on just a second. Let me make sure I got everything shared. Let's see here. Okay, here it comes. I guess.
Thank you.
I believe you are able. I believe you are good. I believe you are with me even now. I believe you are greater than every mountain that I face. I believe you will supply all I need, you're all I need. Till the ocean runs dry, my God is my provider. Though my heart it may fail, your love will and if there's one thing I know that you are with me. You're my provider. Would you speak? I'm listening. I can do this on my own. So I will lift up my eyes, for my help is found in you, found in you. Till the ocean runs dry, my God is my provider. Though my heart it may fail, your love. And if there's one thing I know that you are with me. You're my provider. My provider. Oh,
able, I believe you are good. I believe you are with me even now, even now. Till the ocean runs dry,
had a good one.
Who's that by? Who's that by? That song?
Urban Rescue.
Who?
That was Elvis Presley.
You better be real. Urban, who you were eating? I couldn't understand you.
Oh, how do you know I was eating?
Because I could see you.
Oh, okay. It's a Urban, U-R-B-A-N, Rescue.
Urban.
Yeah.
Rescue. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know why you can't understand good English.
We won't go there.
Okay. Anybody else got a song? Go ahead, Willie.
Actually, it's one my mom wants me to play for y'all.
Okay.
I'm just the intermediator.
All right.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm sitting back in the background listening to you guys.
Okay, well, good. You gonna sing along with us?
Oh no! Right now I got my hair is all tossed up. I'm washing my hair, but I'm still listening to you guys.
Okay, all right. Good to hear from you.
Well, it brings a meeting on what have you. I sometimes I be in the background. I be listening.
Amen.
What is your first and last name? That's what I wanted to ask you.
My name is Michael.
Okay.
I'm scared to give out my last name.
Oh well, don't worry about it then. Michael is good. Do you have any videos on YouTube?
Do I have any shows on YouTube?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't. Well, yeah, there's one.
Okay, because I've been telling some people at my job about you.
I bet tell them about Jesus.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, you know, getting on your the video to talk about Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's UBM, Unleavened Bread Ministries.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Willie.
That's not too loud, is it?
It's not loud enough.
Yeah, turn it up.
I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, that wasn't Jesse Dixon, I know. They sure look like him.
You know, I forgot about Jesse Dixon because I was like, you know.
He looks kind of like him, don't he?
Mm-hmm. Similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to him sometimes when I'm on the bus going to work on him, right, tears in my eyes.
Amen.
I can't help it.
Amen.
You guys have a blessed one, okay?
You too. Let me see. I was going to look up one here. Has anybody got one?
I do.
Okay.
Like, Blessed Is Your Name by Paul Weber.
Paul Walker?
Weber.
Weber?
Yes.
Okay, what's the name of the song?
Blessed Is Your Name. I think.
What's the name of it?
Blessing Is Your Name, I think.
Okay, let's see what that comes up with. Blessed? That may be what it is. Blessed.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what happens here. See, let me know if this is it. Hang on, let me get everybody, let me get to share a video here. All right. Megan, is that it?
No.
I didn't think it was.
Missing Attic Singer.
Paul Wilbur. Paul Wilbur. Oh, okay. Now, that's one of my favorites, too. Now we're talking, girl. Hang on here. Okay. What's the name of it? Blessed Be Your Name?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can get that up. Or Blessed Is the Lord.
Oh, no. I think so.
Okay, well, let's see what happens. Is that it?
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, eternity's holy King. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, whose word brings on the evening. But above and heaven's gates open up, with understanding you order the seasons, creating day and night, turning darkness into light, arranging the stars to your pleasing. But above and to the Holy One we sing, Lord of hosts is your name. All of our living God, rule over us, now and forever.
are you, O Lord our God, eternity's holy King. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, whose word brings on even
That's a good one. I like that one. I like Paul Weber. He's one of my favorites. Let's see if I can get out of there. Okay. Okay. All right. How much time we got here? Yeah, what do y'all want to do? What is today? Tuesday, next Tuesday. What y'all want to talk about next Tuesday? We can do this once a month if y'all want to. Yeah, let's do it the third Thursday in the month. Since we are the third Thursday in the month, we'll just pick up the third Thursday in the month. Is that okay with the third Thursday in the month? Is that all right for praise and worship on the third Thursday in the month?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Amen.
Really? Oh, amen. All right. Well, I'll mark that down on the calendar. Have them ready, and you know I can put them up there if you don't know how to do it, so we can look them up. Just have them ready. All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to share before we close out here? What about Tuesday? What y'all want to talk about Tuesday?
Jesus, of course.
Okay, which part?
The word.
Which part?
The word.
Okay. Somebody do a little brainstorming here. Something that something that you'd like to talk about that need some clarification on, or you would like to, talk a little bit. Yeah, Jackie.
How about being a respecter of persons? Like it talks about in Acts. I think it might be Acts 10, maybe 27. Don't quote me on that. But how about just being respecters of persons and like loving our neighbors as ourselves?
Okay. So you want to get into Matthew 5, huh?
I'm gonna jump in like Barbara and all of it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. All right, we can do that.
So I've been trying to study up on I've been learning some teachings here from the brother on being a respecter of persons and just trying to just love everybody. I mean, I've been going through trials with my family, and I'm trying not to lift them above the person that I just bumped into on the street, being my neighbor as myself. I'm loving them as, Jesus commanded. So I thought that might be a good topic.
That's a good topic. Let's see. I'm trying to think of the verse. See no man after the flesh.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. We can tie that in there with it, respecter of persons, and see no man after the flesh.
No man after the flesh.
Yeah. All right. That sounds good.
There's also like Peter there, and when he goes and meets Cornelius, that's one of the things he says there.
Yeah. That's a good topic. What about it, Malcolm?
Oh, yeah, you know, James.
Mm-hmm.
No respect for persons. I think you were thinking about that.
Yeah.
What is it? What is the text for? You know, that's a real, you know, for those of us who are coming out of denominational stuff, that's a really big deal because there's so much respect of persons in those mm-hmm. systems. And, you know, I was listening to 1 Corinthians, is it, or maybe, oh goodness, maybe it's 2 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10. Okay, I'm showing my ignorance, or my memory. Corey's talking about one person coming before another and eating before another. This is not the Lord's Supper, Paul is saying. You know, when somebody eats ahead of somebody else. But it's very interesting how Paul addresses that whole. See, now we can just start the discussion right now. See, why wait till Thursday? I mean Tuesday. Anyway.
Because Kevin don't want to be up to 5 o'clock in the morning trying to get this recording up.
The passage in the 1st or 2nd Corinthians 10, since I can't seem to remember, is talking about the situation where, you know, the people who already have plenty of food are showing up and just whining and dining, and somebody else shows up and they're not, you know, and it's very poignant, the passage there talking about the differences of God's people as they come together. And how mm-hmm. people need to respect each other when they come together.
Yep, that's a good subject. We'll just do that next Tuesday. Save what you got. Hey, Malcolm, would you dismiss us with prayer?
Okay. Dear Lord, I thank you for this special time we've had together. It's really, we wish we could all be together in person, and we believe that will be the case someday here. So, but Lord, I just pray that in the meantime that you'll bind our hearts really close together, that we'll be praising you in unison, and that you will bind our hearts closer and closer together. And Lord, teach us to just worship you, spend time with you, like Michael was talking the other night, and just spend time in your presence and just not just for what we can get out of you or get out of the benefits of the kingdom and get that kind of thing, but actually just to be with you, that we seek not just your gifts but you. And I pray that the Shulamites girl's prayer, or wish, desire there in Song of Solomon, that we would have that wish just to be with you all the time. That we wouldn't allow ourselves to be distracted by all the stuff and the constant distractions that get thrown at us. Also, I pray, Lord, while we're doing those menial tasks and things that the world doesn't really think much of, that we'll just be working as unto you, working as unto the Lord, and help us not to listen to those that might try to demean us over whatever we're doing that isn't up to their standards. And I just thank you that you are our God. Help us to make you our God and make yourself our God, and let us just live before you and be with you. I pray you bless everybody tonight here that's on the call and those who will be listening soon. And I pray you meet their needs. And we thank you, Lord, that you're our inheritance and that we are your inheritance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, good night, everybody. God bless you.